Hi there, I'm Howard, a compulsive overeater.
Hi
There. Through the grace of this program, all the people that have helped me over the years, and the big book, I've been abstaining a little over 37 years in this program. And I don't even like to say that anymore because I'm vain. And but I mean, if I can do it, you can do it too. So just want to qualify really quickly. So I am a really destructive, when I was eating, I was a really destructive eater. You know, I had digestive disease from an early age, and I would binge on the very foods that I should be abstaining and avoiding all along. And I was like, not only sick from that, but just sick from the craziness in my head. So I'm an extreme case. I'm like a really extreme case. I've always identified when I hear speakers share their stories saying, you know, hey, I was a diabetic binging on sugar. I mean, I can identify with the life or death. So I like to say that because I work in AA program around my food. You may not be as bad as I am or as I was. You may not relate to my story, you know, and that's okay. You know, I wouldn't wish my story on anyone. So when I read the topic of, you know, dealing with the outside world, it just seemed so elemental. I mean, I kind of came to the program because I couldn't deal with the outside world. You know, I couldn't relate. You know, I wasn't doing well at work. I wasn't doing well with my family. I wasn't doing well with anything. You know, because, I mean, you just, you know, last night where the theme was I'm fine. Well, I'm fine and you're not, you know. I mean, you're the problem, you know. You know, you make me feel bad, you know. The world makes, and I eat because I felt bad, you know. But, you know, I felt bad all the time, which is kind of a coincidence, you know. After many years of reflection and some distance here from the food, you know, I didn't eat because I felt bad. I felt bad so I could eat. You know? So when I look at the bedevilments, which are kind of like the checklist of how crazy I am, you know, that's in the big book, and how, you know, what drove me and the problems that drove me to come. I mean, at least half of them are directly related to the outside world and relationships. And, you know, we were having trouble with personal relationships. We couldn't control our emotional natures. We couldn't make a living. We couldn't seem to be a real help for other people. It also talks about, you know, we really had a feeling of uselessness, you know, which, you know, I had all of that. I mean, that's basically the foundation for me, is that, you know, this is why I'm here, you know, that I was not able to be an independent kind of self-sustaining person. So, But I do want to talk about something real tangible. So, and I want to talk about a work situation that kind of reflects, you know, maybe some of the progress. You know, I have these little touch points in my life along the way that have reminded me, that I can look back and remind me that I'm a compulsive overeater and where I came. And I have these little touch points along the way that confirms to me the progress that I've made. I still have a lot of progress to make, but it confirms to me the progress that I've made. So last year in 22, I transferred into a different unit at work, and I had never had a new manager. I had never had a manager like this before. I mean, just never listened to anything I said. Just it was not interactive. The expectations were really kind of bizarre, and just never got along with this person. And, you know, and fortunately, I'm a very measured person now. I did not react. I kind of accepted that this is the way this person is. And I just focused on the job. I did the best I could with the manager and, you know, love the peers, the people I work with. So what I did is I started a weekly peer meeting of people on my team, you know, no managers, with the understanding that we were going to meet and talk just about what it was like day to day in the world, and everything stayed in that meeting. You know, we said, hey, look, everything is private. You know, just, you know, you can imagine where I got that, right? So everything is private. We're just going to have a, you know, unfortunately, I was not alone in the challenges with this manager, and, you know, very helpful, very able to kind of address and keep focused on, you know, I'm here to do the job, I enjoy the job, and that kind of thing. Now, over the course of the year, everybody left from that unit. And I was looking for another job in that, you know, at that time, you know, shortly, you know, after people were leaving, I was kind of looking for a job. And the director says, hey, can I meet you for lunch? I said, sure, but you're in Chicago. I said, yeah, I'll meet you for lunch. So I sit down and I talk with the director, and he says, look, it's not for this person. Would you stay? I said, yeah, I really like the work. I would, you know, be happy to do it. He says, look, I'm going to transfer you to the other manager, who was like completely the opposite from this person, just a great person. And you know something, if it didn't work out, if I left, if I got another job, if I quit, that would have been all right too. But you know, I just tried to apply what I have learned in this program to a tough situation. And it worked out, you know, and it worked out. And so I'm really happy in the job and that kind of thing. So also something new, I'm a slow learner. I just got married for the first time. Yeah. And that's a whole, you know, a whole different thing. You know, I was like, I've been busy, right? I've been busy. I've been doing my program and doing service. I've been going to meetings, you know. Oh, Dad, why don't I take a break from that and just see what happens? Well, this is what happened. I got married. I did not expect this. So, and I can tell you very absolutely that everything my wife loves about me is because of this program. You know, what I've learned in this program, what I've gained in this program, how I've matured in this program. And so, you know, and then the things that she, you know, is not so great with, it's stuff I still have to work the program around. So, but you know, this is a new chapter for me. Not only, this is just a new chapter in my life to be a we, you know, to be an us and not an I. You know, this is like a whole new chapter that, you know, is something that I have more challenges, more opportunities to apply the steps, more opportunities to do inventories, more opportunities to make amends, and more opportunities to you know, to be something beyond what I ever expected. You know, so and I hope I'm up to the challenge here. So, and you know, so. The outside world, again, is my problem. You know, you are my problem. It's the English out there I can't handle. But, you know, I just am able to, a day at a time, work my program around, you know, being a recovering person that's trying to make progress every day. And with that, I will pass. Thank you.